New parents look forward to passing things on to their children, but you never know what the kids will become attached to. Commentator Alice Ryan's son has become a Beatles fan at a very tender age.
Tears streamed down my cheeks on September 11th when I told my 3-year-old son that something very bad had happened in the world. He looked at me with great concern and said, "Is George Harrison okay?" His response wasn't a toddler's non sequitur. Since summer, when reports indicated that Harrison's condition was grave, Nick's been waiting for the other shoe to drop. Last month it did. George Harrison died at age 58. So why is the child born into the Teletubbies generation concerned about the death of the Beatles' lead guitarist? Perhaps his response is the greatest testament to the enduring power of the Fab Four's music. I was just cutting my first baby teeth when the band made its appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. My older siblings were fixated by the band's performance, and soon the Orange Capitol Records singles featuring the Beatles were the only things allowed in the close and play. Our family reacted to the British invasion the way most families did. The kids danced and sang all the songs and collected memorabilia, and the parents wondered what all the fuss was about. The year after my sisters were killed in an automobile accident, the Beatles broke up. I remember my mother ironing clothes while Walter Cronkite made the announcement on the evening news. It was as if she had suffered another loss. "Judy and Joan love them so much," she said, her voice trailing off as she absently ironed Father's handkerchief. The Beatles were more than music to me as a child. They were my link to the family I lost, to the sisters that I only remember now in snapshot moments. And now, a generation later, my son is somewhat of a Beatles fanatic. One day I found a copy of A Hard Day's Night at the local video store and sat down with Nick and watched it. He was enthralled. Then the endless flood of questions began. What are their names? What do they play? Why are they running from the police? After several viewings, the questions got more complex and the interest intensified. Then came imitation. Lyrics to Can't Buy Me Love flowed from his mouth the way most 3-year-olds sing the alphabet song. He needed drums. Goodbye to my saucepans and Tupperware. He needed a guitar strap. Goodbye to Dad's red tie. Friends were calling me the morning after George died, offering condolences, as if my son had lost a personal friend. I had the unfortunate task of telling him the sad news. "Remember how George Harrison was sick? He died yesterday," I said, deciding not to mince words. His brown eyes widened, the way kids look when they've been hurt, but the pain hasn't yet registered a physical reaction. And then the biggest smile overcame him. "Now John and George are dead together," he said. The radio was playing My Sweet Lord when I dropped my son off at preschool, and the sky had cleared just enough for the hint of a rainbow to appear. Tears again, this time not for the sadness of our time, or for the loss of a brilliant musician, but for the precious gift that is the wisdom of youth.
Alice Ryan and her family live in Huntington Woods, Michigan.